The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia, and we are excited to welcome back to the program Mr. Charlie Batch. He's got a Super Bowl ring, played a long time in the NFL at the quarterback position. Charlie, what's up, man? How are you?
All around great dude as well.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. How you doing, fellas?
What's up, Charlie?
We're kind of trying to unravel yesterday's Commanders-Steelers game. Now, you know, I know that you bleed black and gold, but watching that game, it was two pretty
black
good teams,
yellow,
black and yellow, pardon me, that seemed like a pretty fair matchup, and one side made the plays late. How did you view it?
Yeah, it was essentially that way. And, you know, obviously Washington played a lot of good ball for 3.5 quarters there. And whenever that turnover happened, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this may be the end. And sure enough, the Steelers were able to make a stop, get the ball back to their offense, and was able to go down and score in that particular manner. So I know they're heartbroken down in Washington, but up here in Pittsburgh, I promise you, these guys are excited around here.
Hey, you watch a lot of football, man. And Mike Tomlin, he gets a young quarterback who's very athletic, has played well. What did you see them try to do to him to kind of – because early on, Jaden seemed a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, they were working obviously, they have a lot of familiarity with the play of Lamar Jackson in the division. So when you're preparing for a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, you're saying to yourself, okay, very similar, let's take away some of his weaknesses. And, of course, as he's rolling and making plays out, you want to bring that blitz to one side. And those are things that you're able to do after you have a 9-game sample of him. Now, early in the year, I don't think they would have been able to do some of those things. But obviously in the second half, they were able to make those adjustments and slow down that offense because that production just wasn't there. But again, that's something that the Steelers played. And that is their strength, dominating in the second half of the game. And it's not just particular this game here with Washington. They've been doing that over the past month and a half.
What did you think, as a former quarterback, when Russ drops back and sees Mike Williams in one-on-one on the side, were you surprised how clean Williams was able to run that route and just the ball placement was perfect?
The ball placement definitely was perfect. And, you know, really, we didn't know that he wasn't really supposed to be in on that play only because that's Calvin Austin, and that could have moved somebody else out there in the X position. But when Calvin went out, Mike comes into that game. And just watching him throughout practice, this guy's only been here for about 5 days. So trying to learn the particular system. And I just think Russ probably went over to him and said, listen, you're going to line up over there and just run a go route. Give me everything you got. And from there, if I give you a chance one-on-one, I'm going to take a shot. And sure enough, that blitz happened. And Russ was able to buy some time. And when he put that ball in the air and I seen Mike running under that, I said, you have a chance. And when you talk about your one play in that moment, as far as your welcome to Pittsburgh moment, for him, that happened right there. And you just see the manner of the sideline and everybody offensively celebrating for Mike because they know the things he's been through before, but ultimately he's now making play for the Steelers. And those guys were super excited for him.
I don't know if you've watched any other games with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. What's your assessment of him if you have?
Yeah, I really like where he's at. I mean, it kind of reminds me early on of what RG3 was doing when he was, you know, taking the league by storm his first year. But he is a little bit, you know, thinner than what RG3 is. And, of course, you want to try to minimize some of those hits. And I know he was battling rib injuries. But as he learns to protect himself there, you know, I think the sky's the limit for that guy. And I like what I see at this early stage. So I'm a big fan of him. Unfortunately, I don't have to watch him every single year because the Steelers may not play Washington for every 4 years. So I hope that doesn't happen, and we don't have that ghost of Daniels around Pittsburgh because this guy's going to be a great player, and I'm just excited to watch his career unfold right before our eyes.
talking with Charlie Batch here. You can give him a follow at CharlieBatch16. Of course, a Super Bowl champion, longtime Pittsburgh Steeler. For Daniel specifically, watching that game yesterday, what did the Steelers' defense do? I mean, he came into that game averaging over 50 rush yards per game. Yesterday, he had 5. He never really got it going on the ground. What did Mike Tomlin's defense kind of draw up there?
Yeah, you definitely, you're playing that position where you know, okay, this guy's going to, you know, either roll right, roll left. And when you do that, you're having a spy that's going to follow him. And again, that goes back to being familiar with Lamar Jackson. And I think when you have the playmakers like you do with T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, those guys actually can at least attempt to change what his landmark is by that speed and not allowing him to get around the corner as fast and hoping that the secondary can collapse on the football. That's just, those are the things when you typically play mobile quarterbacks in the manner of Daniels, because they've seen it, you know, in a Kyler Murray. They've seen it in Lamar Jackson. So when you see these type of quarterback plays and you have the speed on defense, that allows you to make those plays and minimize his yardage. Then that's exactly what they were doing. They were going to make him one-dimensional by taking that away and forcing him to throw the ball down the field.
I thought Queen was really good in that role. Like, the stat sheet doesn't necessarily pop there, only the 7 tackles, but Jaden recognized, I think, fairly early that he couldn't get to the edges as easy as he could in some other games.
Yeah, and that's what happened when you have those RPOs, right? You're trying to sell that run action, then you're tucking the ball in and you're getting to the edge. And those are things that, again, you have playmakers that are able to spill it. And this was a lot. This was more in this particular game that Minkah Fitzpatrick actually played closer to the line of scrimmage because of his speed and making sure that he was able to spy Jaden Daniels in that manner. That only happened because they just gained Cameron Sutton back, and because he's able to play multiple positions in that secondary, allow Minkah to start going out there and being Minkah in that particular manner and just allowing him to make plays in the middle.
So as a quarterback watching that game yesterday, right, and you play QB for a long time at the pro level, won a lot of games, Washington's receivers didn't help Jaden a ton in this thing. No. There were a lot of drops. Even the last drive, you can make an argument that Ertz should have gotten a little bit further before he broke his route back. What's it like for a QB when you feel like the drops are starting to add up?
It's tough. You know, you don't want to lose confidence. And sometimes, you know, when you overthink things, you're like, my read is supposed to take me to this guy, but he's having a rough game. I don't want to throw it that direction. You know, that plays a factor into it. And sometimes you don't go that direction. But then when it matters and when the game's on the line, you're like, forget everything that just happened. I want this guy to go out and make plays. And when that doesn't happen, it becomes frustrating. But you can't turn around and have that conversation in a negative light because you're dealing with a rookie quarterback. You're trying to build that confidence up. But I think those things are going to materialize. And I think, to your point, and when you mentioned that last play coming to the game, and I saw they talked about in Pittsburgh, Washington was 11-for-11 on the season on fourth down. Yes. So you knew they were going to go for that. And to that point, as an offense, we always talk about, especially quarterback-wise, hey, if you need 10 yards for the first down, you got to get 12 in anticipation coming back to 10 to make sure that you're able to pick that first down up. They just came a half yard short, and I was just completely shocked that the ball wasn't moved a little bit, and then they remeasured it, because I actually thought that it was a lot closer than what the referee spotted it at the time, at that moment during the game.
You, me, and the rest of the stands. It was just one little situation, man, where, you know, they were 11-for-11, but they weren't going for 4th-and-9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're going 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3, 4th-and-5, it's easier. 4th-and-9 is tough, especially against a defensive team like the Steelers.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. You know, and of course, we don't see all of that. All you see is they're perfect on fourth downs.
Yeah, right.
And my point of saying that is the fact that it wasn't like there was panic when they got to that fourth down situation, because they converted in that situation before. It was just a little longer than what they typically are accustomed to going for it.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure. I thought yesterday was a really interesting kind of example when Pittsburgh was down two scores in the second half of this game and then has two turnovers. Did it seem to you that the Steelers came back and snatched this win, or Washington kind of gave it away?
I think it was a combination of both, right? And I think sometimes when you get up in the lead, you know, you start to kind of take the foot off the throttle a little bit. But I think that play, Jaden Daniels, it may have been a quarterback draw, and Keanu Benton actually made that tackle. If Benton doesn't make that tackle, Washington picks up another set of downs, and they can bleed that clock out as the fourth quarter unfolds. That is a big play that you probably won't see in the highlights, but they know in Pittsburgh, Benton making that play, you know, definitely saved the game for them. But I think in years past, to your point, this offense wasn't built to come from behind, and they got down 10 points, 14 points. You could essentially say, oh, the game's over, and that's just the way it was. But Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator here, obviously he was the head coach in Atlanta, has spent some time as a coordinator in this league. He has the confidence going for these guys. He's saying, listen, this is your offense. This is completely different from what you did over the last 3 to 4 years, so erase that from your memory. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to make plays down the field, and we expect you to make those plays. And that's what happens when you have a veteran quarterback like Russell Wilson, that you believe that he's going to get you into the right play call at the line of scrimmage, and everybody else believes they are a viable option in this offense, and it's starting to spread, and that's exactly what you're seeing. So you have to credit offensive coordinator Arthur Smith.
Do you think that's the reason they went more with Russ, because they were winning games with Fields, but they went with Russ, and I think it's because of his leadership.
They don't hit that deep shot with Fields on the field either.
No, they don't. And, you know, and obviously Justin did a great job of getting him to that point. And that's why Russell will acknowledge him publicly, say, thank you, Justin, for getting us to that 4-2 mark. Yes, they were 3-0. They got the 4-2 and essentially handed him the keys at 4-2. So now Russell has won those three games. But I think ultimately when everybody, it was a decision at that time, everybody's looking at the record. And I'm like, no, when you peel back the layers said they are 28th in passing offense. That was a formula that they used over the last couple years. They snuck into the playoffs and didn't have much success. So when you see that trend happen, Mike Tomlin made a bold decision when not a lot of people agreed upon it outside of Pittsburgh. But ultimately when Russell was thrust in there, it was because the intangible that he is able to bring from a leadership perspective and something that he saw from OTAs all the way up to the point that he had named him the starter, and that's why he made that decision. You can see everybody responding a whole heck of a lot differently. But either way, they know they have two quarterbacks here because at some point during this season, they're going to need Justin Fields to step in and win a ball game for them.
Hey, Charlie, I'd be crazy if I didn't ask about some of the great work your foundation's doing up in the PA area. It's Best of the Batch. Just, I know you've got some Christmas drives coming up. How can people get involved?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we have. It's definitely going to be a busy time as we close out the year. But Best of the Batch Foundation, we're actually a nonprofit here, an educational foundation that actually serves 3,800 kids annually. And we do so in our STEAM programs and our after school programs. So we serve 3,800 kids. We're in 9 counties throughout southwestern PA. So we have a big fundraiser. We actually have it's coming up this Thursday. We have the pool poker ping pong event. So we have fans able to participate in against the Steelers, local celebrities that were around. And it just raises money all for a good cause. And then in addition to that, we have our turkey drive, which we're having at the end of the month. We adopted 200 families there. And then during the holiday time for Christmas, we actually adopt an additional 400 families during the holiday time, which is equivalent to 1,800 kids over the holiday season.
Wow.
So, you know, we're just excited to be able to do so. We just celebrated 25 years. So we're super excited about doing so. We actually had a ribbon cutting for our foundation where we went from 5,300 square feet to 33,000. So our numbers are expected to increase. So we're excited about our fundraiser and everything that we have. And I just wanted to thank everybody. And then we do have people around your area that support the foundation as well. So I just wanted to thank everybody for believing in the mission and vision of the Best of the Batch Foundation. And for anybody who wants to learn more, they can go to batchfoundation.org. You'll be able to see all the programs that we run. And if you're ever in the Pittsburgh area, please stop by. We'd love to give you a tour of our new facility.
Well, man, keep doing your thing, brother.
For sure.
Appreciate that.
Charlie Batch, quarterback for the Lions and the Steelers. Hey, last thing. Washington has a short week now going up to Philly to play the Eagles Thursday night. You think it helps after a heartbreaking loss like that, or how hard is the turnaround?
Yeah, it's not going to be hard because you kind of prepare for that. But either way, when you lose one at the end, it's always a tough pill to swallow. The good thing is they don't have to wait a full week to have to play another game. You get out there on Thursday, and then from there you use that weekend as a, kind of that extra bye week when you have a few extra days off. You just have to handle your business on Thursday. So I think it's a little easier from this perspective because the game plan is not going to change much because you don't have a lot of time to practice those new plays. So now you just get your body ready, get ready to play, and hopefully they can go up there and handle business.
Charlie, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, bro.
All right, that's Charlie Batch. You can give him a follow on X at CharlieBatch16.
I'm going to enlarge this thing. He didn't go from 5,000 to 6. He went to 30.
That's pretty damn cool. doing a lot of good work up there. Impressed by what he sees with Jaden Daniels. I don't know how anybody isn't. Washington has another game on Thursday. Short week, which means we're going to hear from Dan Quinn in about 10 minutes. You'll get it live right here on The Fan. Nobody go anywhere.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.